from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy in for Mark Willard. Willard will be back on Wednesday. I'm filling in here Monday and Tuesday. Dan Dibley is here. Dibs, welcome in. Hope you had a good weekend. Saturday was incredible. I know it was an emotional viewing experience for me watching Steph Curry do what he did, leading Team USA to a gold medal. We'll get into all of that over the next 4 hours here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. But Dibs, welcome in. Hope you had a good weekend. What's going on?
It was awesome, Grandy. And Saturday was one of those times where, you know, you lock in and I'm in the office and my baby's upstairs asleep. And so I'm trying not to wake her up. And, you know, you're watching.
Got to keep it down.
You got to keep it down at this level. So you're watching it and you're watching and it's like, oh my God, they might lose. This game is nip and tuck.
Yeah.
And so you get nervous and then all of a sudden Steph does what he does. And now the screaming is going to begin. And so I'm trying to like not be so loud and the whole thing. But wow, what an unbelievable game.
It was special. It was special. And for us Warrior fans and you know, basketball fans who have lived in this area and have gotten to watch Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors for the last at least 10 years, but obviously Steph Curry's career dates back to 2009, it wasn't necessarily new to see Steph do that. We've seen so many moments like that from Steph. The three that he hit to seal the deal, the golden dagger, as Noah Eagle put it on NBC. Very good call there at the end for Noah Eagle. We've seen him make threes like that before. Like, that's not a new experience for us Warrior fans, for us who have been privileged to watch Stephen Curry throughout his entire career. But on a stage like that, where everyone on the team, on Team USA, including the coaching staff, was talking about it as, you know, it's a game seven, it's do or die, it means more when you're wearing your country's colors, and, you know, you're playing for a gold medal, and you have an opportunity to hear your national anthem post-game, when you're up there on the podium, it just means that much more. There's that much more pride that goes into it. To see what it meant to Steph Curry, to Steve Kerr, to Kevin Durant, and LeBron James, and Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum, who didn't even play that much, and Joel Embiid and Tyrese Halliburton, who didn't really play at all in the Olympics. Seeing what it meant was incredible, and to get that experience on a stage like that, that's where it was new for us Warrior fans, because we've seen Steph have moments and flurries like that in the past, but to have it on that stage against the host country, right, in the Olympics, in the gold medal match, it was an experience that I won't forget, and when in a few years we're looking back at Steph's career, this will be one of the first moments you think
for
of.
Sure, and just the idea of it being in that moment, in that spotlight, where it was 12:30 our time, 3:30 Eastern, yeah, and it was 9:30 Paris time, and it felt like the whole world was watching. And I know we were watching, and you go on Twitter, and every single person that we all follow, they all were watching. Football people, baseball people, basketball people, the whole world was watching, not only because of Steph Curry, of course, but LeBron and KD and the whole rest of the team, but the Olympics, and this was it. This was the big moment. And the fact that Serbia almost beat him a couple of days earlier made it even more powerful, more important.
Probably should have beat them, honestly.
Yeah, they maybe, but you know, the U.S. was able to, you know, rescue themselves in time. And I don't want to compare it too much to the women's game yesterday, but
awesome
I
as
woke
well.
Up and
1-point game.
Yes, and I wake up and I go downstairs, and my wife and baby girl had both gotten up before me, and they were watching the game. So the Olympics captured a lot more people, I think, than maybe we would have imagined. And, you know, yesterday's women's game was incredible, but it was kind of like, you know, on the backdrop of what the men did the day before. And just that game was in the balance, and France had cut it to 3. And it's, you know, you're starting to think about how can the U.S. figure this thing out? And then Steph hits the 1-3 to go up 6, and you're thinking, okay, a little bit of comfort.
Deep breath.
Deep breath, and then he hits another one,
like,
and then the third one, it's like, okay, they're going to win this. And then the fourth one was a complete night-night, and you cut to the bench, and they're doing the night-night, and, you know, Steph is shouting at Draymond, who I didn't even know was there, and, you know, you had the celebrity row and the whole thing. The experience began to take on, like, a life of its own, greater than just the sporting event.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. What was your emotions when you watched Steph Curry will Team USA to a gold medal in Paris on Saturday? 888-957-9570. That's the number you can call to join the show, 888-957-9570. It's also the Xfinity Mobile text line, because it was emotional for me, Dibs, because you go into this tournament, this Olympic tournament for Stephen Curry, and you realize this is very likely his only chance at winning an Olympic medal, winning an Olympic gold medal. And it means so much to him. I don't know if you saw what the Golden State Warriors posted on social media on Saturday, I think, after they had won. It was Steph Curry on the plane back from Boston after winning Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals to win the finals. He's got the MVP trophy sitting right next to him. They're all wearing their champion hats, and they had just won that championship. And the day after winning that championship, Steph Curry is talking about, I'm not done yet. I still need that gold medal. 2 years before the Olympics were even happening. This was over 2 years ago. Steph Curry, the day after winning the finals and finally winning his first finals MVP, he's already thinking about what he just accomplished yesterday. And knowing that this was probably his only chance to get it done,
right,
injuries in 2016, he slipped on a wet spot caused by Monte Yunus.
Yeah, Lake
Monte
Yunus.
Yeah. And then 2020, the Olympics happened in 2021. He opted out because of COVID concerns. And then the one prior, 2012, he might not have made the roster, but he was also hurt at that stage. So this is really his only opportunity. And unless he wants to play in LA in 4 years at age 40, this will be his only chance. And to see how much it meant to him, and for him to be the driving force behind it, not just be like a passive guy coming off the bench and you get the gold medal a la like Gary Payton, the OG, the glove. love getting an NBA Finals ring near the end of his career when he wasn't like the driver of the bus. He wasn't one of the better players on a team getting it done. Steph Curry got it done at age 36, and while he wasn't named the MVP of the Olympic Games, it went to LeBron James. There's no doubt, Dibs, that Steph Curry was the leader the last two games, and to see that happen for a lifelong Warrior fan, for a fan who's been shocked that this team was able to reach the heights that they reached, that being the Warriors, because of Stephen Curry, it was an incredibly emotional experience for me, because I'm not so sure how many more of those displays, at least at that kind of level, at that stage, we're going to get to see by this guy anymore.
Hopefully that's not the last one, but it could be the last one, the last time we see Steph at that championship level doing unbelievable things. And so I was kind of with you. Like, the appreciation for me was all the way up to 10, because this may be it as far as Steph Curry in that moment doing these things for a championship and, you know, the gold medal. And I love the Olympics, and I've told you this over the course of the last few weeks or whatever. I'm all in on everything, archery and team handball and wrestling and whatever. I love it. I love the competition. I love the fact that most people work 4 years to get to that moment, and you've got, you know, one tournament, one chance, one round robin, whatever it is, to go out there and try and win your gold medal. And so for Steph, this is probably it. And for the U.S., I mean, this is not your last chance to win gold, but think about next year in the Olympics in L.A. LeBron, probably gone. KD, gone. Steph, gone. So it's going to be that next generation of Anthony Edwards and Tatum, and Jaylen Brown maybe makes the team, and Anthony Davis is maybe the OG, or Halliburton, and, you know, whatever that team's going to be, it's not going to be these guys, these old school LeBron, KD, and Steph. And so for them to get it done together, and for them to do it over Serbia in that fashion, which was LeBron, KD, and Steph, they all contributed. And then in the gold medal game, it wasn't only Steph, but it got down to it being a three-point game, and they needed a bucket, and they went to Steph. And they hit it, and they went to Steph again, and Steph, and Steph. And so, for us, that felt like, you know, kind of an old hat, because we've seen that before, but to do it in that moment, in that spot, and in a game seven, basically, it was incredible.
Yeah, and to see who he was sharing the floor with, you mentioned LeBron and KD. He was also out there with Devin Booker, who had an awesome...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
An awesome tournament for Team USA, but to be out there with that kind of talent, you have first ballot Hall of Famers, some of the greatest basketball players to have ever lived. Specifically, I'm talking about KD and LeBron here, and they are willing, not just willing, but they're kind of eager to get the ball to Steph and let him get the job done. And, you know, we all know Steph is an all-time great, and you can make a case he's the best point guard to have ever lived. That case is certainly there, and it's not the most difficult one to make. You could disagree, but there is a case to be made there. You could argue, I think it's pretty clear he's a top 10 player of all time. Hell, you could argue he's a top 5 player of all time if you really wanted to make that argument. And we all know this, but to see someone of LeBron's stature and Kevin Durant's stature, guys who have been on that stage a number of times and won those gold medals, being willing to pass it to Steph and see him get it done was just incredible. I mean, on that 4-3 that he made, where he was double-teamed, he was being blitzed at half-court. Really, for the majority of the semifinal and final game, he's being blitzed at half-court when, on the floor, you have two of the other greatest players to have ever lived.
Right.
The opposing team is saying, well, we'll let those guys have an open shot because we're so scared of this one guy. Ultimately, it's just the greatest sign of respect towards Stephen Curry and the fact that he was able to get that fourth one to go, even with a couple of NBA guys on him, Batum and Fournier, while LeBron and KD are wide open on the left wing, and he's still like, ah, hell, I'm going to put it up. And yeah, he makes it. It was an awesome, awesome moment and one that I won't soon forget.
Yeah, and that's the one where I probably woke the baby because that's one
hard
where
you, not to.
Well, and okay, the first one goes in, it's like fist pump. Yes, we're up six. And then
needed it.
The second one goes in, it's like, oh, okay, that's an audible like, whoa. And then the third one goes in, it's like, oh my God. And the fourth one goes in and it's mostly just an absolute cackle because we've seen it before. There's no reason why you would ever take that shot in a summer league game or in like game five at Orlando or whatever. That's a shot you would never take. And yet he hit three in a row. He takes it. And when he like does the step back, right foot, throw it up over two, it's like, oh, that's going in. And when that goes in, it's just a straight up. Ha ha!
And we've had moments like that before.
We've seen it.
Yeah. But
we've
it does not get old.
It does not
it
get
will
old.
Never
and
get
then,
old.
Just, you know, the night and the whole thing and Draymond and just the crowd. And, you know, it was awesome with the way France played so well.
Yeah.
And they fought and, you know, they competed and it looked like, man, they might lose this game to France. And, you know, it's not excusable, but you could kind of look at it and go, okay, at France is good. They've got a lot of players and they were hitting big time shots too. So you could kind of almost excuse it. But then Steph to the rescue. Wow.
Yeah, and then there's the storylines, of course. It was USA-France from the previous Olympics. It was a rematch. France beat U.S. in the group stage. That time, U.S. got revenge on them to win the gold medal. They meet again in the gold medal match, this time on France's home soil in Paris, and the crowd was, obviously, I wasn't there, you weren't there, but the crowd seemed amazing. I think the capacity for that arena was only like maybe 15,000 or something, but it felt like there was maybe 40,000 people in there watching that game. It was incredible. It was just an awesome experience. And you hear the way that his fellow players had been talking are talking about him and the performance that he just had. How about this quote from Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat? He was on the bench watching the Curry flurry down the stretch. He said, quote, "I was kind of like, what the bleep? But then I had to remember who was shooting it, and we've all seen him do incredible things like that." That's the response that you get from people who maybe aren't terribly experienced watching Steph Curry. They're like, why the hell are you shooting that? Oh, it's Steph.
Right.
Okay. It's like from the first year the Warriors were led by Steve Kerr. He had the crazy, like, dribble between four Clippers defenders, like, half spin, step back, hit the three over, like, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin or whoever it was. And on the sideline, Steve Kerr's got his hands up on his head, like, ripping his hair out. And then the ball goes in, and Steve's like, oh, okay, never mind. And it's like the first moment where Steve is just, like, realizing, whatever goes with this guy, because he's that good,
yeah.
And now this was an opportunity for so many other people to experience that perhaps for the first time.
Right, and it was incredible, and you know, we all have seen it, and so it's America, and so it's a little bit different, but now, you know, we turn our attention to the upcoming Warrior year, and so Steph gets, you know, 2 months off or 2.5 months to try to figure out what to do, and you know, can this team, this Warrior team, be good enough to where we get some of those moments again.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get into that coming up throughout the show here. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mark Willard is out. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. We'll take your calls coming up on the other side. What was your emotions watching Steph Curry do what he did on Saturday? For me, it was gratitude, and it was just an absolutely incredible experience to watch. 888-957-9570. Will and Mark, I see your calls. We'll get to you on the other side. We're sponsored by Lucky California. Also, Bob Fitzgerald, who was in Paris for the majority of the Olympics, of course, voice of the Warriors on NBC Sports Bay Area. He joins us coming up at 4 o'clock. That's Bob Fitzgerald at 4. It's Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. More coming up next.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Mark Willard today. He'll be back on Wednesday. It's Mark Grandy in alongside Dan Dibley on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, that was Coach Steve Kerr, not just coach of the Golden State Warriors, but now coach of Team USA, although he does not get to bring home a gold medal,
no, he does,
unfortunately.
Not.
He just gets to the pat on the back of being a gold medal winning head coach or for a team that won a gold medal.
Right.
But
right.
I'm sure he probably liked the hardware, but I'm sure his pride, good enough just knowing that he helped lead that team to get
exactly.
the job done.
Exactly. Scoreboard. And I thought about this over the weekend because, and I was telling my wife, like, yeah, they win gold, but he doesn't get a gold and none of them get a gold. And she said, why? And I said, well, think about it. Like, every coach of every athlete yeah. in every sport, so the fencing or the diver or the gymnastics athlete.
Katie Ledecky's coach doesn't get eight
exactly.
golds or whatever she won.
Or even one, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know, men's volleyball, Karch Karai, they don't get a gold. And, you know, you go through all the sports and team handball and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
The coaches don't get the gold. The athletes do. And that's just the way that goes.
I guess it's a little more confusing because for a sport like track and field or for swimming, like, it's different. Like, the coach of those athletes is different. I guess it's because it's an individual sport, not necessarily a team sport. Like, you have your own personal coach.
Yeah.
It's similar for,
yeah.
like tennis players. Like, you watch Novak Djokovic play, and he's always screaming up at his box because he got his personal coach sitting up there.
Right.
But it's not like a team sport where you have one guy who's on the sideline coaching him up during the game and all that. So I guess that's where it's a little bit different. But, yeah, no Olympic gold medals for
and
Steve
And Scottie Scheffler's caddy does not get a gold, even though he's, you know, with him yeah. every step of the way. And Lydia Ko, who won gold for the ladies in golf, her caddy gets no gold. The swing coach, no. The personal trainer
yeah.
or the mental coach or whatever, None of them get it.
Yeah.
It's the athletes only.
And they deserve it. And that was incredible. And Steph Curry obviously was awesome on Thursday in the semifinal win over Serbia. He had 36 points in that game, 9 of 14 from downtown. And in the final against France, he had 24 points, 8 of 13 from 3, 12 of his 24 points. Half of them came in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Just incredible the way that he turned it on down the stretch. And we'll get into that more. We're going to the phone lines in just a second. But I did want to remind everyone that we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you will get to hear it on Twitch and YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to the channel for all 957 The Game content on both Twitch and YouTube, and hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And if you want another place to consume our content, just scan the QR code in the bottom right corner of the Twitch and YouTube streams with your smartphone, and that will prompt you to download the free Odyssey app where all of our content lives as well. All right, Steph Curry goes off Saturday, leading Team USA to a gold medal. As a Warrior fan, you don't have to be a Warrior fan, as a Team USA basketball fan, what were your emotions like for that game? It was an emotional experience for both Dibs and I. For me, an overwhelming sense of gratitude for Steph Curry, and just so thankful for everything that he's done for my childhood team, the Golden State Warriors, and now taking it to a national stage. Let's go out to the calls. What did that performance mean to you, and what were your emotions like watching it? 888-957-9570. Up first is Will in the East Bay. What's up, Will? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy and Dibs with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing awesome. Still trying to come down from the high of Steph Curry's performance on Saturday.
You're not the only one. Thanks for taking my call. Dig the show. The thing I remember to begin with, I have 2 points, is that feeling of stress and exhilaration where you're on your feet walking, but you don't even feel it. Somebody offers you that beer or another hors d'oeuvre, you go, not now, because you're transfixed with what you're watching on that screen. And then all of a sudden, you know, this sense of just joy that you feel at the outcome. And the bottom line is Steph Curry saved USA basketball. That is the bottom line from Thursday to Saturday. The other take I have is, can you imagine the fallout if that team had left Paris with a silver medal or perhaps less? That's all you would hear on social media. It's all you'd hear on the radio or be watching on TV. It's just scrutiny and whose head is going to be on a platter, you know, in the organization of the U.S. But fortunately, that is not the case, because the Bay Area treasure known as Steph Curry saved USA basketball. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Will. I mean, he's right. It would have been nasty, Dibs. It would have been the headline on every single show across the country. Team USA falls to France,
right,
and they don't win their fifth consecutive gold medal. Time to play the blame game. Is this Steve Kerr's fault? Steph Curry didn't show up. It was too little, too late, all of that. It would have been...
Of course it was Steve Kerr's fault. I mean, that's in the rotation. And Jason Tatum, that would have been the big headline.
There would have been a headline. If Tatum played more, would Team USA have won?
Right, and Edwards, too, who didn't play much. And, you know, Derek White was a DNP in the final. And, you know, Tyrese Halliburton almost didn't play at all. So would you have been better off, you know, having Brown there instead of Halliburton if you're not going to play Halliburton at all? So all of the armchair quarterback stuff would have come out. All of the second-guessing would have come out. But instead, we don't have to worry about it because Steph saved the day.
I think part of what maybe... I think for the most part, the vast majority of sport fans, basketball fans, and Olympic fans of the Olympics, when it comes to basketball, why maybe there's a little bit less interest in, say, the basketball portion of the Olympics than track or swimming or gymnastics or whatever the case is, whatever the sport is. It's because basketball has generally been a sport dominated by the U.S., like absolutely dominated. And we know this. I mean, it's our sport. It's becoming more global now, and it's never been more global than it is right now. But I think some of the conversations you and Mark Willard have had maybe last week, a couple of weeks ago, leading up and during the Olympics was, well, the U.S. should win. Like, it's kind of a given. They're going to win. They got the most talent. You have maybe the greatest player ever, maybe in LeBron. You got another top 10, top 5 player in Steph. KD, not far behind him. You've got all this talent. Joel Embiid was supposed to play for France, played for you instead. You've got all this talent. You've got all these MVPs and all these rings on this roster. You should win. And so you win, and it's almost kind of a feeling of like, you know, you held serve. You made par. You didn't do anything special by winning. But seeing the way the team reacted on the court, that kind of takes away any feeling of that in my mind, because you were able to realize how hard this team had to fight for it, for whatever the reason was. If they underperformed leading up to the fourth quarter, or they were struggling against Serbia when they shouldn't have, if they weren't playing very well, whatever. They got the job done. They clearly wanted it very, very, very badly. It's not like they were just coasting through it. For whatever reason, Serbia and France put up a really, really good fight against them, and the USA was up to the challenge ultimately, and they won, and that's ultimately all that matters.
Right, and if you look at, as I was mentioning during the crossover, the amount of Olympians who are NBA players this year, it's crazy. It's more than 70 across all the other teams. So it's not like in 92 where the Dream Team came in and they had to face, you know, mostly amateur players from a European time and, you know, Asia, where these players were not yet established the way they are. And think about France with Victor Wembanyama. He is the future. He is a superstar, and he's 7'5", and he is already going to be an amazing player in the NBA. And you had Yabusele, and you had, other...
Batum and Fournier.
Totally, right? Yeah. And you had other NBA players, guys who are experienced, not just, you know, new to the NBA, but experienced European stars, NBA stars, and a team playing on its home court that was going to be very difficult for the U.S. team to beat. So it was never going to be a cakewalk. And the fact that they had to dig that deep to beat Serbia told you everything you need to know about what the tournament now is as far as like the depth of it.
I think we also underestimate as maybe... I don't know, American basketball fans, when we go into the Olympics, you just assume that the talent always is going to win out. And obviously, Team USA has a major, major leg up over every other country in terms of talent. Some of the other countries, France and Serbia and some others, Canada is really good, for example. Germany's got a pretty good squad. They're catching up, but it's not as if they're anywhere near the level of Team USA in terms of talent. But I think what we do overlook, Dibs, when we go into these tournaments, when we go into international ball and FIBA and the World Cup and the Olympics, you just assume that talent is always going to win out. But these other countries, Dibs, I don't know if it's taking it more seriously, if that's the right phrase, if other countries put a little bit more time, energy, and effort and resources into it. But it's pretty clear that these other countries are a little bit more familiar with this international stage and the international game than these Americans are. I mean, the Americans, you throw the team together a month before the Olympics, you get a few practices in Las Vegas leading up to it, you play a couple of tune-up games, and then the Olympics begin, while a lot of these other teams have been playing year-round because they don't have those, a lot of them aren't playing in the NBA, and they're kind of able to just be around each other for the whole year, whole 4 years leading up to an Olympics.
Yeah, and also used to the FIBA rules, which I love, and, you know, I'm not sure if that is something that people really appreciated throughout the course of the tournament, but I love the FIBA rules where, you know, if you're not bleeding, you're not getting the foul call. So unless you get absolutely mauled.
Like Nick Batum at the end of the game, he was bleeding.
He was bleeding, and I don't even know if there was a foul on that.
I don't think so.
I think it was incidental contact.
Play on.
Exactly. I love the fact that in the FIBA game, there's no flopping, there's no embellishment. All those things are just ignored. Not even like, you know, you get the call and let's go review it and all the rest of that nonsense. Just, you play basketball. And if you get hit and you don't get the call, get up and play basketball again. And I love that. And also the idea of goaltending, where if the ball's in the rim, you could just swat that thing away. And I love that. That way we don't have to worry about, is it in the cylinder, and let's review it and all the rest of it. It seems like a much cleaner game where you don't have to worry about so much review. You know, the calls are made, and usually the calls aren't made, quite frankly. And, you know, you got to you deal with it. You get up and you play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. 888-957-9570. We are just relishing in Steph Curry's greatness from Saturday. He scored 12 of his 24 points in the final 2:45 of the fourth quarter. He hit 4 3-pointers in a span of a little more than 2 minutes. The first one came at about the 2:45 mark. The last one came with 35 seconds left. So about 2 minutes and 10 seconds, he scored 12 points. An incredible feat to help bring home a gold medal for Team USA. 888-957-9570. Up next, to react to Steph's greatness, is Mark in Millbrae. Mark, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. How you doing, Mark?
What's up, guys? Yeah, welcome, Marissa. We know Curry's a legend around here, but for all the critics or the people worldwide who don't get to see him as much, you get to see him, don't think he's clutch or they're overrated. You're seeing just how great he is. The best players in the world, and who do they go to? With probably LeBron, whom a lot of people consider the GOAT, or KD, a top 10 player of all time. Curry, just incredible. There's nothing like a Curry flurry to get fans or people watching to go bonkers. And we saw that not only what he did against France, but guys, if he doesn't go off against Serbia like he did, they lose to Serbia. And this Curry gets skewered. Every player gets skewered worse than 0-4 team, because a lot of people consider this team better than the 0-4 team. So Curry's great, and it just shows you how big time he is in the world stage. When, let's face it, guys, if he doesn't make those 4 3-pointers, I think they lose, because France was making a hell of a run. The home crowd was behind it. The USA was reeling, and France had all the momentum, and Curry just snatched their souls. And the coldest thing he did was the night-night. And to me, that's the symbol of taking over, because, you know, watching, you know, having a cousin that coaches, all these kids now are doing the night-night. That's their symbol when it's game over. And for him to do that in France, on their team, with their fan base, in their country, just symbolizes I'm as iconic as it gets in all of sports, not just in basketball. And just a pleasure, because he's a one-on-one. And you saw how the fans, even the French fans who were rooting for the home team, obviously, were starting to get on his siding with Curry when he went on that flurry run. So it's just incredible. What more is there to say about the greatness of him? And when he's missed him, he's going to be gone, because there's never going to be another one like him, because nobody projected that he would do any of this. You remember, guys, when he was drafted, we thought he'd be a nice, solid role player, maybe making all one or two all-star right. teams. Nobody thought he'd be defined a generation and change the game like he has. And just tip of the hat to him, and that just sealed any more questions or the critics had about him, because when it was go time in the last two games when the U.S. needed it, they went to him. And just the dude's an icon. I call him Clutch Curry, and that's what he should be known as. Thanks for the time, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Do you remember when there was this idea, this thought, this argument around the NBA that Steph wasn't that clutch? I mean, that was a legitimate beef that people had with Steph.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all based on what we consider a clutch basket. Yeah, the clutch shot. And, you know, it's the final, 20 seconds of a game when it's less than 3 points or whatnot. It's all nonsense, because even if you look at the Serbia game, and I'm looking at it right now, the shot that he made was not clutch based on those stats, but they were down by two with 3.5 minutes to go, and he hit a three to put him up one with 2:24 to go. That was the first time they had the lead in a long time. So
pretty clutch shot.
Yes, that wouldn't fall under the clutch category. And then LeBron gets a two, and Steph hits a two, and now you're up five, and then they go on to beat Serbia. But it was that shot that gave him the lead for the first time. And so does it fall under the clutch stat? Probably not. But it was pretty damn clutch, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. I think one of the better moments, and I had a number of friends that aren't Warrior fans text me this, and it was one of the first things I thought of as well. And it happened during the Serbia game, but then again also versus France. It was the rest of the world, Dibs, finally having the opportunity to experience Curry like that when they're rooting for it to happen. Because so many times it's happened against so many teams. Happened against the Clippers. Happened against Oklahoma City. Happened against the Celtics. Happened against the Cavaliers. And now the entire country, aside from maybe a couple of Americans rooting against Team USA, namely some Boston Celtics fans because they were so upset at Steve Kerr and his rotation decisions. I can't really make any sense. But everybody else essentially was rooting for Team USA and Stephen Curry. And to get that kind of universal praise and the universal approval from every basketball fan I know, and for them to finally realize the thrill and the euphoria that it is to watch Steph Curry do what he does at that stage, as rewarding as a number of things that I've experienced as a sports fan. Because so many times you have just one side and the other side, and Warriors have been the enemies, public enemy number one across the country for so long because they had KD and they had Steph and they had Draymond and they went and got Boogie Cousins and, oh my God, they have so much talent. But for once, you had the entire country rooting on Steph, and now everybody realizes what it's like to root for that Curry flurry and to see it happen.
It reminds me of, like, soccer, international soccer, like, for club and country, because, you know, you and I both, and Lucas Alexander, director of sports, were big fans of English Premier League and even European soccer, and so you watch your team, and
starts
it's like
this weekend, by the way.
Yeah,
Saturday.
It's like, oh, I hate that guy, and then you know that guy is playing for your country. Like Pulisic is a good example, which he was on Chelsea for a long time, and you're an Arsenal guy.
We hate Chelsea.
We hate Pulisic until he dons the red, white, and blue, and then now we're all in on Pulisic. So it's kind of that same vibe, I think, when you're watching Steph Curry and you know you're watching even LeBron. Like I had a greater love and affinity for LeBron James over the course of the last week than I ever have. And, you know, KD's different because KD still feels like one of us, even though he's not anymore. But LeBron's the one where he's always kind of been the villain. And now for this last week or 2 weeks, he wasn't the villain. He was our guy. And so he goes to the hoop and does a little reverse layup. And even when he gets fouled and doesn't get the call and he throws his hands up, I'm a little bit more tolerant of his act than ever before.
Yeah, maybe how we experienced LeBron during these Olympics is how the rest of the country experienced Steph during these Olympics.
Right.
Warriors have had these experiences other times, but at least in my experience, this Olympic gold medal means a little bit more to me personally, emotionally, than say Klay's Olympic medal, Draymond's Olympic. I think Draymond has two Olympic medals just simply because this was Steph Curry. This was our MVP. This was our guy who got the job done. And Steph Curry obviously had a much bigger impact than say, Klay or Draymond did when they won Olympic gold. But finally, Steph Curry got his Olympic gold. And now, what's left for him to check off? We can talk more about that coming up in a little bit as well. But let's go back out to the phone lines here. 888-957-9570. Up next is Kevin in Pleasanton. Kevin, what's up? It's Grandy and Dibs on Willard and Dibs. How you doing today, Kevin?
Awesome, guys. That was an incredible moment by Steph. By the way, he's not a point guard. He's a basketball player. He'll go down as a top five basketball player, not a point guard. What Steph did was awesome. The whole world got to see it. But it's kind of bittersweet because after the euphoria of watching that, I was stuck with, okay, the world got to see this. This is what we're used to. But will we get a chance to have that again? And I'm just really hoping, man, that the Warriors can if Steve can get out of his own way and evolve his offense so Steph can have more years. There's no reason why Steph couldn't play another 3 years, but he can't keep running around 5 miles a game. If Steph had more athletes around him, if Steve evolved his offense, then we can have this golden moment a little bit more. And I just like to leave you guys with this. Every player on that team is going back regular season to a better team, except us. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it, Kevin. It is an interesting comment. You look at the players on this team, and this is a point that Steiny brought up, and I think it was a really good point. Almost every single player on Team USA has a legit number two running mate that they're headed back to, and some of them are both on this roster. LeBron has AD.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum has Jaylen Brown.
Adebayo has Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see how much longer that lasts.
Halliburton has...
Pascal Siakam.
Okay.
Ann Edwards has Kat and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, and Steph has who? I mean, is Draymond legitimately that running mate? I mean, he's obviously a very good player, but not on the caliber, at least as an offensive scorer, as any of those other guys.
And KD has Booker and Beal, apparently, you know, which, interesting,
Joel Embiid now has Paul George.
Right, and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all good. They're all nasty, and the Warriors have a lot to do. They've got a lot to do to make this team better and competitive. And, you know, it's going to be up to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy Jr., or Mike Dunleavy, rather. No more junior. We dropped the junior. So to try to figure out a way to, you know, make this roster good by the deadline. I think that now the offseason's kind of done with the Markkanen thing not going their way. So now you have to figure out a way to, you know, add on the, they added on the margins, but can you add now big at the deadline, and what would that mean?
Yeah, you just got to hope that someone comes available, right? Because you can only make a move at the deadline if there's a move to be made. You can't just make one to make it. It's not like it's the offseason where X amount of players is going to be available in the free agent market. You need something to go wrong big time somewhere else.
It feels like something will go wrong. Something always kind of goes wrong, and somebody's going to be disgruntled, and somebody will pop off, and then at that point, maybe you can make a play. If not, maybe you have to wait until the offseason. One more year of just, you know, eating it and hoping in the draft you can do better and then, you know, load up and is Steph Curry still here?
That's difficult to swallow, though, because you just see what Steph is capable of doing, and then you're looking at it as, maybe we just got to be patient, wait one more year, and then we'll figure it out. We don't have an infinite number of these years left, Dibs, and I know you know this, and you're just playing maybe what the Warriors are thinking through. But watching what Steph Curry did, should this at all impact what the Warriors do the rest of this offseason going forward into next season? We got thoughts on that, and you can give us yours. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call. It's also the Xfinity Mobile text line. Steph Curry is obviously still great. What should the Warriors do about it? Is it a patient approach? Wait till the deadline. Wait until next offseason. Hope something goes wrong elsewhere. What should they do? We'll get into that coming up on the other side. 888-957-9570. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More Willard and Dibs coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.